David, are you with us?
I am. Thank you for having me on your show.
Thank you very much. Oh, you're coming through nice and loud and clear. David, shot hole borer bugs. How do we recognize if a tree has them and how big are they?
So they are the size of a sesame seed. Each tree has the potential to host up to 100,000 beetles, and they are all over Joburg at the moment.
How did they come to Joburg?
It's thought that they endemic to Vietnam. It's thought that they were brought in packaging pallets, but my theory is that they could just as easily have come in a wooden curio.
But this could have been years, surely.
I think they've been around since the early 80s. As a boy, I used to go with friends down to the Vaal River to catch crabs, and I used to notice holes inside the willow trees that of rot.
Yeah.
And they had these little michis hanging around them and spiderweb type frass inside. And I never knew what it was, but that was shot hole borers. And I think they've just hit the exponential curve now, because
now
there are
urban.
So many alien trees choking our waterways, and it's like Club Med for beetles.
So what
are they in billions?
David, what trees specifically are they targeting?
Basically all of them. The only tree that I haven't seen it on is the wild banana, which is not really a tree. It's a woody shrub. It's over 350 species and climbing. And now it's going for the shrubs, and even my pumpkins got eaten this year.
Gosh. So what can we do about it?
So every tree displays symptoms differently, but the most common thing to look for is dieback at the extremities. The beetle comes in, it comes with a fungus, and it farms that fungus for food. That fungus blocks the vascular system of the tree, and then it starves. So the first thing to look for is the dieback on the extremities. The second thing is tiny little holes. The third thing is oozing sap. The fourth thing is those spiderweb type things. And there are some other signs, but those are the most obvious ones.
And do we have any kind of creature here that would prey on borer beetles or borer bugs?
No, we don't. There was some experimental work done in Taiwan with a beetle. There are actually four types of shot hole borers, and it's unknown how many are in this country and if they have mutated and what that means. There's very, very little research being done.
So what do we do if one of our trees if we have identified that, one or more of our trees in our gardens are infected with these shot hole borers?
The first thing you need to do is you need to take a really careful look at your garden and see which trees are sick. If you don't know how to do that on your own, then call in an expert. But typically, dying at the extremities or the trunk turning black means that that tree is sick. And there are four stages of sickness, and depending on what stage it's at, you make a decision whether you're going to treat it or whether you're going to remove it.
Jeez. I'm just thinking about it. People's gardens, especially in like Waverley, Houghton, where you've got these much older trees, and they're very, very big trees. I mean, even in my area, they are really big, established trees, from jacarandas to syringas, and they're absolutely beautiful. But now I'm going to take a second look. I mean, it's quite a worry. I mean, can any of these trees be saved?
All of the jacarandas on Houghton Drive, I saw yesterday that it's already too late. The termites have already moved in, which is a secondary infection. There are lots of secondary infections that follow this bug, and it's taken me a very long time to understand how it works. And I've set up a WhatsApp group called Shot Hole Borer Action Group. People can join there.
Okay.
And there's a DIY guide to treating the borer if you don't want to call in an expert.
Right. All right. So, David, thank you so much. I'm sure that this won't be the last conversation that we have with you, because as a landscaper, there's lots that we'd like to talk to you about. And thank you so much for just giving us some information. If you would like to get hold of David Trope, he's the landscape guru. I'm sure that you can just look him up on Google. And, clearly knows what he's talking about.